The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaVerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Mighty Mun Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Shear Chevrolet, Three Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Well, if you look up the word resilience in the dictionary, the definition is as follows. The capacity to recover quickly from difficulties and toughness. Resilience is not one of the qualities you can coach. A player either has it or they don't. And for the 2018-2019 Middlebury College Panther hockey team, they have demonstrated all season long this is a quality that the players have and has been on display. After a tough loss to Norwich this past Tuesday, in order to continue their drive to the playoffs and have a successful season, the Panthers would need to dig deep again in order to get back in the win column as this weekend came up and conference play resumes. And after a dominant 2-0 win over Conn College last night, it is evident that the Panthers are a team with serious postseason aspirations. And as they take the ice today against Tufts, they've got an opportunity to have a 4-point weekend and serve notice to the conference that the Panthers are for real. Good afternoon, everyone, from the Malden Valley Forum in Malden, Massachusetts, the home of the Tufts University Jumbos. You're listening to the Middlebury College Panther hockey broadcast on the One Credit Union Radio Network. I am Bruce Zeman, the radio voice of the Panthers. Glad to be with you today as we bring you men's hockey action featuring the Jumbos of Tufts University and the Middlebury College Panthers. Want to thank you for joining us this afternoon as we bring you men's hockey action between two NESCAC rivals. Both are looking to move up in the conference standings and both needing wins. One team, the Tufts University Jumbos, come into today's game looking to get back into the win column where they have not been since January 5th. It's been a tough year for Tufts. They are 1-6-1 in their last eight games and have been outscored 30-18. And during that stretch, a lone win, a 2-1 win over Bryn Athyn in the 54th annual Codfish Bowl tournament. And there was also a 1-1 tie against Trinity back on January 18th. And for the Panthers, they come into today's game after a huge win against Conn College last night. The Panthers playing perhaps their best road game of the year in the 2-0 win. Middlebury alternating losses and wins in their last six games, going 3-3 in that span. And like the Jumbos, they would like another win and an opportunity to get some points. This is the ninth road game of the season for the Panthers, who are 8-8-1 overall. They are in sixth place in the standings. They've got a conference record of 5-5-1. Middlebury is 4-4-0 on the road and 4-4-1 at home. And in terms of the conference standings, keep in mind that placements are based on conference win percentage, not points. So even though another team may have more overall wins, it is the conference win percentage that determines the standings, not points or total victories. And for the Jumbos, it has been a rough start to the season. They enter the game as the NESCAC Conference's ninth-ranked team. They are 5-11-1 overall. Their conference record is 2-8-1. They're 2-4 at home and 3-7-1 on the road. They're trying to get back in the win column and end a 0-6-1 streak, the last win coming back on January 5th. And if they want to get back in the playoff race, they need to start putting wins together and doing it now. In terms of today's game, there are 10 teams in the NESCAC Conference. The top eight make the playoffs. Middlebury is right in the thick of things in sixth place, but they'd certainly like to win and move up. For Tufts, right now on the outside looking in ninth place, for them to have any shot at making the playoffs, they need to start winning now. As for which team will accomplish its goals, we'll have to wait and see how that shakes out on the ice when the puck drops in just about 20 minutes. When we come back, we'll talk about what these two teams did last night and what the Jumbos and Panthers did earlier this season when they got together. You're listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
when it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Malden Valley Forum in Malden, Massachusetts, the home of the Tufts University Jumbos. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network. This is the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. I am Bruce Seaman, the radio voice of the Panthers. Happy to be spending a Saturday afternoon with you. NESCAC Hockey on the radio today has two conference rivals, the Panthers and Jumbos, getting ready to tangle on the ice. The Panthers in action last night as they visited the Connecticut College Camels at the Dayton Arena in New London. And after a tough 3-2 loss to Norwich on Tuesday night, Middlebury was looking to bounce back as they returned to conference play. And bounce back they did, as Spencer Cage scored his second goal of the season on a beautiful backhand goal at 4:12 of the first period. Mitch Allen had the helper on that goal. The only other scoring in the game was an empty net goal by Michael Fahey that came on a great individual effort at 19:26 of the third period, as Fahey simply beat the defenseman to the puck. The puck was trickling down the ice, and it was not a given that it was going to go in the net. And Michael Fahey, as he has done all year, with a great individual effort, getting his ninth goal of the year to salt that one away. And for the Jumbos, they were also in action last night, taking on the Williams College Eafs here at the Forum. And after spotting the Eafs a 2-0 lead, the Jumbo sophomore Brendan Ryan scored his first of the season at 10:34 of the second period. But that was as close as Tufts got, as Williams won the game 3-1, the Eafs avenging a 6-2 loss to the Jumbos earlier in the season, as the team got 4 points from their blue liners and a solid 30-save effort from their goaltender, Michael Pineos. And for the Jumbos, Josh Sarlo made 27 saves. Now, the Panthers and Jumbos have played once already this season, back on December 1st in Middlebury. It was the second home game of the season for the Panthers, who did not disappoint their home crowd. And although the Jumbo's Clay Berger and Nick Schultz gave the Jumbo's an early 2-1 lead with goals at 3:34 of the first period, and then a power play goal at 5:53 of the second period, sandwiched around a first period Camille Tkachuk goal, the Panthers scored 5 unanswered goals to take the game 6-2. Michael Fahey scored twice, while Zach Shapiro, Owen Powers, and Matt Danner also hit the twine for Middlebury in the win. And in net, Drew Hutt made 31 stops. And in loss, Adam Wisko between the pipes for the Panthers made 25 saves in the win. The Panthers enter today in 6th place in the NESCAC, while the Jumbos are in 9th. Both teams could use a win, but as we've seen, when NESCAC teams get together, anything can happen. When we come back, we'll take a look at some stats, the keys for today's game, and the starting lineups. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A. Johnson, they sell just wood. No fluff, no frills, just factory direct lumber. And they mill the wood right there too. Right now, stop in and ask about shiplap siding, V-joint paneling, or match pine for flooring. A. Johnson also offers a 10% discount on cash purchases, plus no minimum order. Need just one board or 10 truckloads? No problem. It's A. Johnson. That's all they do. Sell lumber. A. Johnson on Route 116 South in Bristol, online at VermontLumber.com.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest mattresses. Hubbard & Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs, and Telescope casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
Twisty pets are the latest craze in kids' jewelry, and they're available now at Village Gifts. This week only, Twisty Pets are on sale. Buy one, get one 50% off. Village Gifts, Route 15 Jericho.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Thank you. And welcome back to the Malden Valley Forum in Malden, Massachusetts, home of the Tufts University Jumbos. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network. This is the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. I am Bruce Zeman, the voice of the Panthers. Happy to be with you today. Next, men's hockey action as the Panthers get ready to tangle with the Jumbos of Tufts University. Middlebury comes into this game after a 2-0 win last night against Conn College, while the Jumbos return to the ice after dropping a 3-1 contest to the Williams College Eaves. Time to take a look at a few stats and the keys for today's game. First, for the Tufts University Jumbos, they come into today's game at 5-11-1 overall. They are 2-8-1, good for 9th in the NESCAC Conference. They score 1.88 goals per game and give up 2.88. Their power play at 10.9%, 6-55 on the season. Their penalty kill, 60-74, 81.1%. They take 27.6 shots per game and give up 30.5. At home, they are 2-4, and on the road, they've got 3 wins, 7 losses, and 1 tie. The key for the Jumbos today, get off to a good start. Although we will see a different goaltender for the Panthers today, Adam Wisko will be in net for Middlebury after Brian Ketchabaugh made 39 saves last night, played very well. The Panthers had a long bus ride yesterday. They also played a physical game against the Camels, and if Tufts can come out quickly, they could catch the Panthers by surprise. Tufts also played last night and lost to Williams 3-1, but they did not have that long bus trek, so a good start and a quick start could bring some good results. And now the keys for the Panthers. They come into the game at 8-8-1 overall. They are 5-5-1 in the NESCAC, good for 6th place. They score 2.94 goals per game and give up 2.82. Their power play, 6-52 on the season, 11.5%. Their penalty kill, 58-76 on the season, 76.3%. They take 30.5 shots per game and give up 33.6. They are 4 wins, 4 losses, and 1 tie at home. They're 4-4-0 on the road. And basically, the key for the Panthers this afternoon, replicate last night's effort. And last night's 2-0 win against Conn College, the Panthers played perhaps their best road game of the season. They skated hard, went to the dirty areas of the rink where the battles for the pucks are. They stayed out of the box and got great goaltending as Brian Ketchabaugh made 39 saves to get his 2nd shutout of the season. And if they can do all those things again this afternoon, the Panthers will have a good chance to win this game. So those are the stats for today's game. And now for the starting lineups for the Panthers and Jumbos. And usually we do the starting lineups first for the Jumbos, but as they have not announced their starting lineup, I will tell you that starting in goal for the Jumbos, number 35, freshman Josh Sarlo. The starting lineup, the starting goaltender anyway for the Jumbos. We'll get you the forwards and defensemen as soon as they are announced. For the Panthers, starting in net this afternoon, number 1, freshman Adam Wisko. Adam is from Peterborough, Ontario. On the blue line for Middlebury, from Darien, Connecticut, number 18, freshman Brett Pastor. He's on the left side, and on the right side from Fishers, Indiana, number 68, senior Spencer Cage. Up front at left wing from Ann Arbor, Michigan, number 37, freshman Zach Shapiro. At right wing from Clifton Park, New York, number 26, junior Mitch Allen. And at center from Cheshire, Connecticut, number 9, junior Owen Powers. The Panthers are coached by Neil Sinclair, and the assistant coach is Nick Biggeman. So again, the Panthers and Jumbos getting ready to tangle here. So what we're going to do is we will take a break here. When we come back after the playings of the national anthems, we will get you the starting lineups for Tufts. Again, not announced yet. But coming up, NESCAC men's hockey action between the Jumbos of Tufts University and the Middlebury College Panthers. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Mark Patrick Hypnosis is coming to Plattsburgh on February 10th for 1 day only. Lose weight or stop smoking now through hypnosis. Join over 500,000 people who've stopped smoking and lost weight the Mark Patrick way. That's right. Join America's best-known hypnotist, Mark Patrick. Weight loss hypnosis seminar is Sunday, February 10th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stop Smoking Hypnosis Seminar is from 2 to 4 p.m., both at the Holiday Inn Hotel, 406 Route 3. Registration starts 30 minutes prior to sessions. Seating is limited, so get there early to reserve your spot. For only $49.99, attend these life-changing programs and learn how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your goal to lose weight or stop smoking without any willpower. 100% guaranteed. So whether you need to lose weight or want to stop smoking, join Mark Patrick Hypnosis Sunday, February 10th at the Holiday Inn Hotel, 406 Route 3. Doors open 30 minutes prior to seminars. Go to markpatrickseminars.com.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibre speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desabrays with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desabrays Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
And welcome back to the Malden Valley Forum here in Malden, Massachusetts, as the Panthers and Jumbos getting ready to tangle. We do have the starting lineups finally for the Jumbos. In goal, number 35, Josh Sarlow. He's a freshman from Lynbrook, New York. On defense, number 6, Jordan Haney. He is a junior from Charlotte, North Carolina. Also on defense, number 7, sophomore Tom Treska from Newton, Massachusetts. Up front, on the left side, number 19, freshman Cal LeClaire. On the right side, number 23, Nick Schultz. He's a freshman from San Diego, California. And at center, number 14, sophomore Mason Babbage from Huntsville, Alabama. We are ready to go. It is Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Mason Babbage. Won by Babbage. And the puck is in neutral ice, sent into the Jumbo's defensive zone. Now at neutral ice, it is Brett Pastor sending it over to Cage, a long pass to Zach Shapiro, who dumps it in off the boards. And into the lower left-hand corner, Tom Treska sends it around. He was looking to get a pass to Babbage, but it bounced up and out, so we have a whistle. 19:34 left to play first period, scoreless, Middlebury and Tufts. This face-off to the right of goaltender Josh Sarlow, 5'10", 180, from Lynbrook, New York. It is going to be Tyler Capello taking the face-off against Tyler Scroggins. It is won by Capello, a shot and a save by Sarlow, right off the faceoff. Capello able to get that to Charlie Parsons, who took a shot that Sarlow made the save on. This time the faceoff to Sarlow's left. It's going to be Capello again against Scroggins. And the faceoff won by Capello, back to Breen at the right point. Sends it behind the net, where it's taken by Anthony Farinacci, who sends it into neutral ice. Connor Breen sending it back in. Sarlow leaving it for his defense and not able to get it to his defense. It's centered in front. Puck coming to Cole Jocelyn. He gets it back to Jimmy McKee at the right point. A shot that is wide and taken by Farinacci, who cannot get it out as of yet. And it is sent into the Tufts bench. 18:55 left to play in the first period. Middlebury and Tufts scoreless from the Malden Valley Forum here in Malden, Massachusetts. The face-off to the right of Sarlow. It is going to be Matt Danner taking the face-off against Clay Berger. Face-off won by Berger, back behind the net. Taken by Nick Schultz. Sends it around the boards. Over to Ross De La Bruyere. Puck now at neutral ice. In the neutral zone, I should say. Puck comes into the Middlebury zone where Alex Lee is having some trouble getting it out. In the right corner, Lee is able to get it up off the boards. Berger sends a shot that is saved by Wisco and taken by Alex Heinrichs, who gets it into the neutral zone. Driven back in by Jared Koger, and taken by Jimmy McKee behind his netminder. McKee skating up the right side. A long pass into the neutral zone, into the jumbo zone, and Sarlo will put a glove on that and hold on. We've got a faceoff. 18:04 left to play first period. Middlebury and Tufts scoreless here from the Malden Valley Forum. Faceoff again to Sarlo's right. It's Danny Tai on the faceoff against Hayden Smith. Faceoff won by Smith behind his net. It's sent along the boards to Brendan Skarda. Gets it to the top of the zone and knocked out. Taken out by Borick on the left side. Charlie Borick with it in the corner. Getting it back to the point to Haney. Haney with a wrist shot up high. He's looking to see if Borick could deflect that. Not able to, and it comes back into neutral ice, where it's taken by Jordan Haney, who sends it in as the jumbos change here, as we're down to 17:20 left to play in the first period, and it is scoreless. The Panthers' Brett Pastor setting up behind Wisco, setting the play up here, coming up now up the left side. A pass to Danny Tai, who is trying to hit John Scala. It comes all the way back, though, no icing, and it's taken by the jumbos' Blake McIntyre, who sends it into the neutral zone, and it's dumped in right back by Mitch Allen. In the right corner, one of the jumbos goes down, and we've got a penalty. So the jumbos getting their first power play opportunity. They are 6-55 on the season, a success rate of 10.9%. And for Middlebury, their penalty kill this year, 58-76, 76.3%. And it is a tripping call. Get the number of the player momentarily. It's hard to see. So Owen Powers taking the faceoff and losing it. It comes back to Haney at the left point. Now between the boards, Cal LeClaire has it. Loses it in the corner. And Jimmy McKee not able to get it out. It's bouncing around now in the left corner where Connor Breen is up against Haney. So that penalty on the Panthers, Zach Shapiro, 2 minutes for tripping. That penalty coming at 3:02 of the period, and off the after faceoff, they shoot and score. Owen Powers losing the faceoff to Anthony Farinacci. They got it back to the point. They shot, and it eluded Adam Wisco. So 3:38. Of period one, a power play goal, and it is 1-0 Tufts. All right, the face-off is going to be Cole Jocelyn against Blake McIntyre, won by McIntyre, sent into the Panther zone. That comes into the front of that. Clay Berger with a shot that just went wide, although Wisco, I believe, got part of that. Back to Macklin Sauden, who gets it over to Berger. Berger spinning around and trying to get it back to the point. Now back behind Wisco.
Jumbo, power play goal. Number 7, Tom Preska. Assistant number 19, Cal LeClaire. And number 10, Tyler Stroggins.
So the puck now bouncing around in the neutral zone. It's taken by Borick. Taken away by Tkachuk. Tkachuk has got Bentley and Heinrichs with him. Taken away by Borick, who brings it into the neutral zone. Taken by Emac Bentley, who loses it to Jared Koger. The jumbos come up the right side. Brendan Skarda brings it in, and Borick is offsides. So we have a whistle. 15:11 left to play first period. 1-0 Tufts. And that goal, Tom Treska from Cal LeClaire and Tyler Scroggins. It's a power play goal at 3:38 of the first period. Scroggins on the faceoff against Danny Tai, won by Scroggins, but sent back to his defenseman. It was played by Michael Gordon. And the Panthers are offsides. 15:04 left to play. First period, 1-0 Tufts. Tom Treska getting the Jumbos on the board. Power play goal at 3:38. So this faceoff will come just outside the Tufts defensive zone on the right side. Danny Tai taking it. Against Mason Babbage. Won by Babbage and dumped into the Middlebury zone. Jimmy McKee racing back. He's pressured by LeClaire. Taken again by Tai. He's looking to hit Matt Danner, who is breaking. Babbage with it now, dumps it in. And a shot that comes on Wisco, who makes the save. And he holds on. 14:44 left to play, first period. 1-0 Tufts. Face off right to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. Tyler Scroggins taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. Scroggins winning the faceoff and sending it back. But it comes out of the zone and into neutral ice where Zach Shapiro sends it in. Taken now by Jordan Haney, who sends it through neutral ice into the Panthers defensive zone. Wisco comes out to play it. Taken by Brendan Ryan. Puck along the right side, taken by Mitch Allen over to Zach Shapiro. It's Shapiro, Allen, and Powers. It comes in, a shot saved by Sarlo into the lower right corner in the Jumbo's defensive zone. Powers along the wall, along the boards. Babbage is there as well, and the Jumbos bring it to neutral ice as Farinacci brings it in before he loses that to Connor Breen and Owen Powers. Powers dumps it in, and it's brought up by De La Brueri. Puck bouncing around in the neutral zone. Connor Breen sending it to Cole Jocelyn on the left side. Dumped in. Sarlo out to play it. Sends it around the boards. Picked up by Sauden, who dumps it in. Now it is to the left of Wisco. Brett Dineen sends it around to Connor Breen. Sauden with it again in the lower right corner. Tries to center it. It comes back to the point where Koger has a shot that is saved and sent into the boards. It now bounces all the way out into the neutral zone. Taken by Charlie Parsons, who sends in a long shot. Gloved by Sarlo, and he holds on. 13:03 left to play, first period. 1-0 Tufts. The Jumbos getting on the board at 3:38. Tom Treska, a power play goal from Cal LeClaire and Tyler Scroggins. This face-off to the left of Sarlo. It is going to be Emac Bentley, I believe, taking the face-off. And he wins it. And it comes all the way down after winning that face-off. And we will do it again as the Jumbos have iced the puck. 12:48 left to play, first period. 1-0 Tufts. Hayden Smith taking the face-off this time against Bentley, and Bentley wins the face-off, and he comes back to the blue line, but it is taken by the Jumbos as the Panthers couldn't hold it in. Borick dumps it into the Panthers' defensive zone. And it was in the left corner. They tried to center it. Borick tried to center it to Hayden Smith. And as he did that, it deflected up and out into the Panthers' bench area. And so we've got a face-off. This time it's going to be Babbage against Powers. Really no winner there. It comes to the hash marks between the left circle. Right now the puck is bouncing around behind Wisco. Brett Pastor there. Sent to Schultz, who tries to get that to LeClaire. Back to the point. And Treska not able to hold it in. Shapiro with it. He's got Mitch Allen now in the right corner. Allen there again for the Panthers, battling along the boards. Back to the point where Brett Pastor takes a sharp wrist shot. When Pastor took that shot, he was looking to see if one of his teammates could deflect that. But Sarlo came out of his net, made a nice stop. 11:55 left to play first period. 1-0 Tufts. Danny Tye taking the faceoff for the Panthers. Against Tyler Scroggins. Won by Scroggins, but he goes back. A long pass up to Farinacci. They bring it in. Farinacci with it. Sending it over to Ryan. And they sky that into the scorer's table there. Wow, that puck hit the scorer. I hope he's okay. He's laughing okay. That went off the back of the wall there and hit him right in the head. Fortunately, he's okay. He's waving. Tyler Capello taking the faceoff now against Tyler Scroggins. Won by Capello. And as he wins it, it is sent down into the Tufts zone, and that is icing. And so we have another faceoff deep in the Panthers' defensive zone. 11:33 left to play first period. 1-0 Tufts. Capello taking the faceoff here against De La Bruyere. And it is won by Capello and sent into the Tufts zone. Behind the net, Sarlo out to play it. He sends it around. It is at the right point now. Jocelyn trying to keep it in, and it is dumped back in as the Panthers change here. Capello forechecking and putting on some pressure, and it is bouncing around. De La Bruyere bringing it up on the right side. He sent it to the Middlebury bench. Courtesy of Camille Tkachuk. Nice hit there by Tkachuk. Puck now in the neutral zone, brought in by Breen, pinching. Breen with a shot, saved by Sarlo. Connor Breen with some nice work, bringing the puck in and taking an offensive opportunity there. Back to the neutral ice, and Jimmy McKee bringing it in, but he is offsides. And so we will have a faceoff. This should be just outside the Jumbo's defensive zone. Okay, I guess they have changed that call to icing. Initially signaled offside, but now it is icing, so we'll come back into the Middlebury zone to the right of goaltender Adam Wisko. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Farinacci. Won by Farinacci. It's loose in front. He tries to center it. He was looking for Scroggins, but broken up. Back along the boards. And off the faceoff, we have a penalty to Alex Heinrichs, who receives a 2-minute minor for slashing.
Heinrichs for Middlebury, 2 minutes for slashing at 9:19.
So that penalty at 9:19 of the period. Tufts 1-for-1 on the power play so far. And off the faceoff, taken by Emac Bentley. And Tyler Scroggins. The puck back in the Tufts defensive zone where they will set things up. Behind his net, Sarlo, is Jarrett Koger, who sends a long pass up. He was looking for Charlie Borick, but it's sent back down by the Panthers. Borick now gets it over to De La Bruyere. De La Bruyere sending it in. Puck now taken by Skarda, and they're not able to hold it in, so it comes back. And now the Jumbo is going all the way back behind their goaltender, Josh Sarlo, to get things set up here. It is Koger with a long pass to De La Bruyere, who sends it in the left corner. He's met by Clay Berger and Charlie Parsons. Berger sends it around, comes back to the point, over to De La Bruyere at the point. And Koger could not hold that in. It bounces back to neutral ice as we're down to 10 seconds left to go in the penalty. 8:52 to go in the first period. 1-0 Tufts. The puck in the Tufts defensive zone. A nice penalty kill there by Owen Powers. And the Panthers have killed that one off. Tufts now 1-for-2 on the power play. So coming up the left side, Rune Kirby trying to get that up, but we have a whistle. And that faceoff will come all the way back down into the Middlebury zone. They're going to say Middlebury iced the puck. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Scroggins. One by Scroggins and a quick shot by Brendan Ryan. Goes around and out. Taken back by McIntyre. Now in the neutralized zone. Farinacci has to wait. Blake McIntyre dumps it in as the jumbos are changing here. Along the left side boards, Owen Powers sends it back into neutral ice. The puck now in the jumbos defensive zone as Farinacci brings it up. He's got Michael Gordon with him and Brendan Ryan. The lower left corner, the puck now back behind Adam Wisco. Tyler Capello taking it on the right corner. Sending it to Ryan, who brings it in. Ryan with a shot saved by Wisco. He had Babich breaking towards the net. Adam Wisco with a nice save. 7:28 left to play first period. 1-0 in favor of the Jumbos. 4 shots on goal this period for Tufts. Only 3 for Middlebury, but Tufts is up by 1. And right off the faceoff, which was won by Schultz, taking that against Tyler Capello, the Jumbo sending it across ice, a long pass that came to Babich at the hash marks just outside the left circle. Now brought out by Charlie Parsons, who sent it in. He's got Jocelyn with him. Jocelyn 1-on-4 in the right corner. And taken away by Jordan Haney. He sends a pass up to Schultz, who brings it in. He goes down, and it's a 3-on-2 if the Panthers hurry. Bentley with Powers and Heinrichs. Puck sent back into the jumbo zone behind Sarlo. It's Hayden Smith. He sends a pass up to Peter Hatton, driven in the near side left corner. Connor Breen sends it out. It's now back in the neutral ice zone, taken by Michael Gordon, driven into the Panthers zone off the boards. Gordon keeps it in at the left point. A nice play by Gordon to get there and keep it in the zone. In the left corner now, Bentley there, along with Boric. Kamil Kachuk skies it off the boards. Bouncing around, and it has to be retrieved by Koger. Koger with a long pass that went nowhere. Instead taken by Jimmy McKee, who is trying to get it to Danner. Turned around, and De La Bruyere sending it into the right corner. Whole bunch of players coming together there. Comes to the top of the right point, where Treska lets a shot go that goes wide. Now to the left point, Haney lets one go that goes wide. It's Haney at the left side and Treska at the right side, now taken out by Scala, who brings it over the blue line and is offside. So he had Danny Tye and Matt Danner with him. 5:10 left to play, first period, 1-0 Tufts. The Jumbos getting on the board, 3:38 the first period. Tom Treska, a power play goal from Cal LeClaire and Tyler Scroggins. The faceoff just outside the jumbo zone. Owen Powers taking it against Scroggins. Won by Scroggins, but he goes back. Taken by Rune Kirby. Kirby sends it up into the Panther zone, into the right corner. Taken by Pastor. Pastor loses it to Scroggins, who's behind Wisco. He goes to center it in front. He was looking for Ryan, broken up by the Panthers' defense, and brought into the jumbo zone behind the net is Mitch Allen. Allen looking to get it back to the point, looking for Owen Powers. Still in the lower right corner. Skied up and out. And Spencer Cage has to retreat as we're down to 4:27 left to go in the first period. Dumped in by Owen Powers. Sarlo out to play it. Gets it over to McIntyre. McIntyre gets it over to Michael Gordon. He's on the left side. And along the boards, a long pass to Cal LeClaire. LeClaire racing over the blue line on the left side. Still in the corner. Met by Breen. Puck squirts out after being taken by Brett Dineen. And sent up to Cole Jocelyn. He's got Charlie Parsons with him. And Tyler Capello. Puck being held in the zone by Capello. A shot. Saved by Sarlo. Jocelyn with the rebound. And Sarlo got his pad out there. Still in the zone. It's taken by Capello now on the left side. He's met by Schultz. Back to the point where Alex Lee is there. Lee to McKee. Lee with a wrist shot. That one was deflected, but it's bouncing around now behind the net. And we have a holding call here. 3:22 left to play in the period. We'll see who this one is against. And this time, this penalty is against Mason Babich, a holding minor. It's going to come at 16:38. So we'll see what the Panthers are able to do here. Tyler Capello taking the faceoff. Middlebury on the year, 11.5% on the power play. The puck brought into the Middlebury zone. Shorthanded, Clay Berger, a shot saved by Wisco. Took that one up high and comes out of the zone and driven back in by De La Bruyere. Taken by Kamil Tkachuk, blue line, red line. Over the blue line, brought in. It's Tkachuk, Capello, Heinrichs. Jimmy McKee at one point. And Alex Heinrichs at the other. Okay, Jimmy McKee on the left side. He sends it over to a crossing Owen Powers. Powers dumps it in. On the right side, races in there. He is met quickly by Haney. As we're down to 1 minute to go on the penalty. 2:15 left to play first period. 1-0 Tufts. Back behind the net now, it is Mitch Allen. Allen has got Jocelyn along the boards, but he can't get it there. And a nice play by De La Bruyere to send it out of the zone. Back behind his netminder right now, Spencer Cage getting things set up down to 1:55 in the first period. 34 seconds left to go in the penalty. A long pass from Allen over to over to Spencer Cage, who shoots, and they score! A power play goal by the Panthers. It's a delayed reaction there, and Panthers putting that in the net, a power play goal. The Panthers notching this one up. 18-12 of the period. The game is tied. Nice play by Middlebury to bring that in. Emac Bentley taking the faceoff against Macklin Sauden, won by Bentley. The puck right in front of the Middlebury bench, taken by Berger. Berger now in the right circle. Berger hauled down by Tkachuk, and he'll sit for that. So the Panthers will be shorthanded with 1:34 left to go in the period. So this faceoff will come to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Scroggins. One by Powers into the lower right corner, taken back by LeClaire. Scroggins now gets it back to LeClaire at the right point. And takes a shot that does not get through and cleared by Spencer Cage. Tom Treska, the goal scorer for Tufts today, leaving it for Jordan Haney, who sends it over to quickly to Scroggins in the neutral zone. Scroggins with it now on the right side, right in front of the Middlebury bench. So the puck now brought up into the Middlebury defensive zone, right in front of the Middlebury bench. And it comes all the way back in, back behind Sarlo. Koger has it. And De La Bruyere sends it in, left corner. Danny Tai is there. Bunch of players coming together. Alex Heinrichs is there along with De La Bruyere. Clay Berger and Skarda. A whole bunch of players coming together. Nice defensive play there by Danny Tai, breaking up a cross-ice pass. And that will do it. At the end of the first period, it is 1-1 between Tufts and Middlebury. When we come back, we will recap the first period and all the action. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WBTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a newer used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
And welcome back to the Malden Valley Forum here in Malden, Massachusetts, the home of the Tufts University Jumbos. 1-1 after the first 20 minutes of play. An exciting first period. Six shots on goal for the Panthers, five for the Tufts University Jumbos, and the Jumbos getting on the board first at 3:38 of the period, a power play goal. That penalty coming at 3:02 of the period, and off the faceoff, they shoot and score. Owen Powers losing the faceoff to Anthony Farinacci. They got it back to the point. They shot, and it eluded Adam Wisco. So 3:38 of period one, a power play goal, and it is 1-0 Tufts. Yeah, with Zach Shapiro in the box for tripping, the Jumbo's Tom Treska getting his first of the year. The assist on that, number 19, Cal LeClaire, and number 10, Tyler Scroggins. The Jumbo's working hard there right off the faceoff. LeClaire taking the faceoff, got it back to Scroggins, who again sent it back to Treska, who let a shot go from the midpoint of the boards there. I would say by the hash marks, right by the right circle, and it was a shot that eluded Wisco, and that made it 1-0 in favor of the Jumbos. But then, on a power play of their own, the Panthers' Mitch Allen tied the game at 1 later in the period. Back behind his netminder right now, Spencer Cage getting things set up, down to 1:55 in the first period, 34 seconds left to go in the penalty. A long pass from Allen over to Spencer Cage, who shoots, and they score! A power play goal by the Panthers. It's a delayed reaction there, and Panthers putting that in the net, a power play goal. The Panthers notching this one up. And on that play, the Panthers bringing it into zone quickly. Owen Powers getting it over to Cole Jocelyn. But the entire play, though, started on a great pass from Spencer Cage, who got it up to Jocelyn, who got it to Powers, who sent it over to Mitch Allen, who banged home a power play goal in his third of the year. That goal coming at 18-12 of the period and nodding the game at 1. Again, 6 shots on goal for Middlebury in that period, 5 for Conn College. Middlebury 1-for-1 on the power play. Tufts 1-for-2 in that period. And that is where we stand at the end of 20 minutes of play. When we come back, we'll take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town National Hockey League scoreboard. 1-1 Tufts in Middlebury at the end of 20 minutes. You're listening to the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Twisty pets are the latest craze in kids' jewelry, and they're available now at Village Gifts. This week only, Twisty pets are on sale. Buy one, get one 50% off. Village Gifts, Route 15 Jericho.
If you're struggling with weight and frustrated with dieting each and every year, Mark Patrick Hypnosis can help. Join the over 500,000 people who have attended Mark Patrick Hypnosis programs with weight loss results. Mark Patrick Hypnosis will be in Plattsburgh on Sunday, February 10th. Make that New Year's resolution a reality.
After this hypnosis, I want to eat good food.
Since August, I can honestly say I have not had one potato chip.
It was life-changing for me.
And I don't think about desserts like I used to.
Bridget, how much have you lost now?
I have lost a total of 83 pounds.
Holy cow.
It's easy, it's fun, very relaxing, and very successful.
And I would just say go for it.
For only $49.99, lose all the weight you want, 100% guaranteed. Sunday, February 10th at the Holiday Inn, 406 Route 3 in Plattsburgh. Seminar time is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Registration begins at 10:30. Attend this program and find out how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals. There's limited seating, so get there early. Learn more at markpatrickseminars.com.
A. Johnson. They sell just wood. No fluff, no frills, just factory direct lumber. And they mill the wood right there, too. Right now, stop in and ask about Shiplap siding, V-joint paneling, or match pine for flooring. A. Johnson also offers a 10% discount on cash purchases, plus no minimum order. Need just one board or 10 truckloads? No problem. It's A. Johnson. That's all they do. Sell lumber. A. Johnson on Route 116 South in Bristol. Online at VermontLumber.com.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
In between periods one and two here at the Malden Valley Forum in Malden, Massachusetts, the home of the Tufts University Jumbos. 1-1 at the end of the first period. The Jumbos getting on the board first at 3:38 of the period. Tom Treska getting his first of the year, a power play goal from Cal LeClaire and number 10 Tyler Scroggins. Again, that at 3:38 of the period, getting the Jumbos on the board first. And then at 18:12 of the period, the Panthers notching their first goal, tying the game up. Mitch Allen, his third of the year, from Cole Jocelyn and Owen Powers. Again, that also a power play goal at 18:12 of the first stanza. Notting the game at one, which is where we stand at the end of 20 minutes of play. Six shots on goal for Middlebury, five for Conn College. In that period, Middlebury 1-for-1 on the power play, Tufts 1-for-2. And near the end of the period, the Panthers' Camille Tkachuk assessed a penalty. So at the beginning of the second period, the Jumbos will have 26 seconds remaining on their second power play, their third power play, excuse me, of the afternoon. Taking a look now at the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard, a bunch of other games that are going on today. With 18:54 left to play in the third period, Wesleyan leading Hamilton by a score of 3-2. With 13:33 remaining in the third period, Amherst leading Trinity 1-0. At the beginning of the third period, Williams all over Conn College by a score of 4-0. And then the game tonight at 7 o'clock, Colby taking on Bowdoin up in Brunswick, Maine. The NHL, the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard here on Panther Hockey. Time right now to take a look at the National Hockey League out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Fire and Ice Restaurant. And no games, or regular games anyway, scheduled today as it is the 2019 NHL All-Star Weekend, and they're doing something kind of neat this year. The game is taking place tonight at the SAP Center in San Jose, California. And as has been the case over the past 3 years, the All-Star game is played in the format of a three-on-three tournament, which each of the four league divisions having their own team. The Metropolitan and Atlantic will play a 20-minute game, followed by a 20-minute contest between the Central and Pacific Division. Things get going at 8:15 tonight. And the winners of those two games will meet in a championship game, also 20 minutes. And the winning team splitting a $1 million cash prize. That's not bad for 20 minutes of work. Anyway, when we come back, we will preview second period action with the score after one. Middlebury won, and Tufts won. You're listening to the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
1-1 after the first 20 minutes of game today between the Tufts University Jumbos and the Middlebury College Panthers. From Malden, Massachusetts, here at the Malden Valley Forum. Just about a minute 15 away from period number two. And in this period, the Panthers will be skating from right to left. The Jumbos from left to right. The Panthers in their road blues with the big white M in the center and white numbers. And for the Jumbos, they are in their home whites with light blue and dark blue numbers. Josh Charlo, the freshman goaltender for the Jumbos, heading to his net, as is Adam Wisco, the freshman goaltender for the Panthers. And as we start period number two, there is 26 seconds left in the carryover penalty to Kamil Tkachuk, who was whistled at the end of the period. And so the Jumbos, as they get ready to start period two, we'll see if they can score their second power play goal of the game. Tkachuk assessed a tripping penalty at 18:26 of the first period. So we are just about ready for action. Pretty decent crowd here at the Malden Valley Forum. Tyler Scroggins getting ready to take the faceoff against Owen Powers. And here we go. Faceoff won by Powers, back to McKee, who sends it in all the way around. Charlo out to play it as they get the power play set up, down to 15 seconds left in the man advantage. Scroggins stopping at the blue line, bringing it in, and we get a whistle as the Jumbos are offsides. 19:44 left to play, period number two, 1-1. Middlebury College and Tufts University. Just outside the Middlebury defensive zone, Scroggins again lining up against Powers. Won by Powers again. Taken by Farinacci. It's loose in front, bouncing around. Treska was trying to line himself up there for a shot. Treska, the goal scorer for the Jumbos earlier in this game, getting a power play goal early in the first period. 3:38, giving them the lead before the Panthers tied it. The puck now in the lower left corner, taken by Hayden Smith. A shot in front, saved by Wisco, bouncing around. And it is taken along the boards and sent in by Mitch Allen. The puck in the neutral zone now. It is taken by Berger, who skates over the blue line. He's being kept outside by Connor Breen. The puck still in the lower right corner. Jocelyn with it now along the boards. Sauden for the Jumbo, sending it back in. It comes all the way around for De La Bruyere, who sends it into the netting. And we have a whistle, and the Panthers have successfully killed that off. So Tufts now 1-for-3 on the power play this afternoon. Middlebury 1-for-1. Babbage shaking the face off against Emac Bentley. to the right of goaltender Adam Wisko. One by Bentley, back to Brett Pastor. Off the boards. Danner sends it back in the zone where it's taken behind the net by Michael Gordon behind his goaltender Josh Sarlo. Puck was bouncing around and comes out. Brett Pastor drives it back in. The teams are on sides. Matt Danner now behind the net. Puck squirts out. Taken by Babich, who could not get it past Bentley. And it finally comes out. Although Pastor bats it back into neutral ice. Now it comes into the Panthers zone as they retreat to get the play set up. Pastor back to Cage with a long pass to Tkachuk. Over to Bentley. Danner joins them now as the Panthers will change here. At least part of that line. Puck down the right corner. Koger walling Bentley. The puck stopped there. Bentley getting it free, though, behind Sarlo, and we've got a penalty, and the Panthers will be shorthanded again. Matt Danner will be sent to the box. Interference. So Matt Danner for the Panthers. 2:22 of the period. And so for the Jumbos, they get opportunity number four. They're 1-for-3 so far. Owen Powers losing it off the faceoff. Tyler Scroggins. And kind of a silly play there. He got tangled up with Connor Breen, and Scroggins giving Breen some lumber right in front of the official. Not a smart penalty to take with the official right there. And just like that, there goes the power play. A slashing call. Tyler Scroggins. That penalty at 2:36. So the team's now skating at 4-on-4 for a minute 45, and then Middlebury will have a short power play. And so we have a whistle right off the faceoff. And so 17:19 left to play, second period, 1-1. Middlebury and Tufts is faceoff. Coming outside the Jumbo's defensive zone to the red dot right in front of the Middlebury bench. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against De La Bruyere. One by Powers. It's driven in by Allen. De La Bruyere going through the neutral zone where he is just buried by Breen. He gets up and puck bouncing around, and Treska drives it back in. One of the things that you can say about the Panthers defenseman Connor Breen, who's 6'4", 220, you need to know where he is on the ice, because he has shown himself to be a solid player so far who is definitely bringing a physical element to the game that the Panthers were probably missing last year. And now the officials discussing something with the players from both teams. So 16:54 left to play, period number two. There is a minute 16 remaining in the penalty to Matt Danner for interference. That penalty at 17:38. And then there is a minute 30 left to go in the minor for slashing to Tyler Scroggins. That penalty coming at 17:24. Or 2:36, rather. I get my numbers backwards there. So off the faceoff to the left of goaltender Adam Wisko, which is won by Emac Bentley. He won that against Farinacci. It's brought into the tough zone. Now in the lower right corner, taken by Tkachuk. He's battling along the boards with the Jumbo's Blake McIntyre, and it comes out into neutral ice, driven back in by Spencer Cage as the Panthers get a change here. Puck in the neutral zone, sent back in by Brett Pastor. 16:12 left to go in the period, 1-1, Middlebury and Tufts. Now right in front of the Middlebury bench. Oh, A shot that is saved by Sarlo. And Ross Kirby coming up kind of high on one of the Panthers, and nothing coming out of that, but this face-off to the left of Sarlo. Cal LeClaire losing that face-off to Cole Jocelyn, but the puck comes out to their neutral ice. LeClaire racing in, shot saved by Wisco. Off the boards, to the left side, retrieved by LeClaire, who comes back into the neutral zone. Right in front of the scorer's table, it is taken by Michael Gordon, who gets tangled up with Tyler Capello. The puck now back to Jimmy McKee, who is behind Adam Wisco, as the Panthers now have a short power play. McKee with a pass over to Shapiro, who comes in over the left side. Shapiro with a wrist shot that is blocked by Treska and cleared by the Jumbo's defense. Down to 15-20. All the penalties are over. And the puck through the neutral zone, dumped in. It comes around, taken by Owen Powers, and it squirts out. Back to Berger, who comes over the right side. He sends a shot on that is saved by Wisco. And some extracurricular activity after the shot there. Spencer Cage getting tangled up with one of the Jumbos. And in the last couple of minutes, this game has taken on a much more physical presence, if you will, on both sides. Brendan Skarda taking this face off against Bentley, won by Bentley. Back to Pastor, who sends a pass up to Bentley, who races in. Right circle, he breaks in on Sarlo, shoots, and he scores! Emac Bentley, using the speed that he has, he goes up high, and the Panthers have taken the lead. 5-12 of period two. Emac Bentley racing in, cutting in towards net by the right circle, and scoring. It's an even strength goal. And at 5:12 of the second period, Middlebury has gained the lead. So the face-off back at center ice. It is going to be Hayden Smith against Jocelyn. Won by Smith and driven into the Middlebury zone, but back behind the net. It is Brett Dineen, a long pass up to Cole Jocelyn, who sends it over to Charlie Parsons. Parsons loses the puck to Smith. And we have a whistle, a hand pass here, I believe. So 14-17 left to play, second period. 2-1 Middlebury. Panthers' Emac Bentley, as he has done this entire season, using his speed, we'll get the official call on that, but the goal coming at 5:12 of the period. So the face-off deep in the tough zone, sent out, taken now by Schultz, shot saved by Wisco. And Wisco up again quickly, and it's a good thing he was, because there's another quick shot that came in from LeClaire. He makes another save on that. And exactly 14 minutes left to go in the second period. It's 2-1 Middlebury. And the Middlebury goal, Emac Bentley, the assist to Brett Pastor. Goal coming at 5:12 of the period. And off the face-off, it looks like Tufts has tied the game. Right off the face-off, a shot that eluded Wisco, and the game is tied. 13:52 remaining in the period, and the game is tied. That is an even-strength goal. That goal will be at 6:08 of the period. And the game is knotted at 2. De La Bruyere taking the faceoff against Bentley. One by Bentley, back to Brett Dineen. Bentley has it now at center ice, loses it to Berger. Berger now over the, tries to go over the right side. He loses the puck to Heinrichs. Now the puck taken by Heinrichs on the right side. He centers it. That misses and goes into the corner where Tkachuk.
Mr. College's second goal was scored by number 23, Matt Bentley, and assist to number 18.
So now at neutral ice, De La Bruyere. Loses it to Heinrichs, who brings it in.
Jumbo goal was scored by number 28, Matt Bensadden. The assist to number 6, Jordan Aiden. Number 21, Clay Berger. And that goal, 6:08 of the second period.
So right now we've got a face-off. It is taken by Capello. And it is won by Capello, driven in deep into the Jumbo zone. Along the boards here in the lower left corner. Taken by Jordan Haney. Sends it quickly over to Boric, who sends it into neutral ice. Taken by Alex Lee, who sends it off the boards, looking for Jocelyn. Not able to connect with him, and it's taken by Boric, and it comes in and goes in on Sarlo. And more extracurricular after the whistle. So Sarlo with the save. 12:24 left to go, second period. The game is tied at 2. And as I mentioned, the game taking on a very physical edge in the last couple of minutes. So the second Tufts goal, scored by number 28, Macklin Sauden, the assist to number 6, Jordan Haney, and number 21, Clay Berger. Even strength goal at 6:08, tying the game at 2. Face off in the lower left corner. Danny Tye losing it. The puck coming into the Panther zone. It's bouncing around. Koger at the right point with a shot. It's deflected. And it is saved by Adam Wisko. 11:57 left to play in the second period. 2-2. Middlebury and Tufts. Tufts getting out to a 1-0 lead. At 3:38 of the first period, before the Panthers tied at the end of the period. And then in this period, Middlebury getting a 2-1 lead and Tufts tying it at 6:08. So we're knotted at 2, 11:57 left to go in the Panthers defensive zone. It is Smith taking the faceoff and winning it and sending a shot on net. That goes just wide. Owen Powers losing that faceoff. Middlebury now reorganizing deep in their defensive zone. Brett Dineen bringing it up on the left side. He was looking to hit Breen, but it went a little past him, and Mitch Allen dumped it in. It's now in the lower right corner on the right side, sent around the net. Off the boards. Schultz has it. It comes back all the way down. Alex Lee racing for Middlebury. Alex Lee still with it in the corner. And it's brought out and taken by Mitch Allen. Allen in net. He loose shoots. He went along the left side and went to shoot it on net. And it was broken up. And coming back the other way, Cal LeClaire brought it in offsides. And so we have a whistle. And we will get a face-off at 10:56 of the second period. 2-2. Middlebury and Tufts. Clay Berger out of the face-off circle now. Ross de La Bruyere taking it against Emac Bentley. Won by Tufts and driven into the zone. De La Bruyere in the right corner gets it over to Berger. Taken by Pastor. Pastor skies it up and out into the neutral zone. And they're going to say that that is icing. So that will come all the way back into the Middlebury defensive zone. 10:35 left to go in period number 2. Sixteen shots in the game for Tufts, 9 for Middlebury. This faceoff will be to the right of goaltender Adam Wisko, who is taking the faceoff against LeClaire. And it is loose in front. Puck back to the point. Comes back out into neutral ice. McIntyre along the boards. Sends it in, taken up again quickly by Brett Dineen. Dineen sends it back. And the puck driven in by McIntyre from neutral ice. Taken along the left side boards by Jocelyn. He gets it over to Capello, who's sent flying. But he does manage to get it in deep. It's now in the lower left corner. Jocelyn with it. Capello has it, trying to go behind the net. And it comes back out, where it is sent out by Brendan Skarda. Driven back in by the Panthers as they're getting a change here. Sarlo out to play it. Quick pass up by McIntyre. McIntyre sends it into the Panthers zone. He was looking for Trevor Spence. A little bit too far, though, and the Panthers are able to send it along the boards. And finally, Connor Breen is able to get that out. Now in the Jumbo's defensive zone, it's in the left corner. Bunch of players coming together here as we're down to 8:55 left to go in the second period. Shapiro looking to center it. He's sent flying by Gordon. And here comes Tufts the other way. The puck bouncing in the Panthers' defensive zone. Brendan Ryan sent flying by Brett Pastor. A strong defensive play there. Mitch Alling racing up along the left side. He's got Shapiro with him and Powers. Now in the left corner, taken by McIntyre. Who gets it over to Treska. Treska over the blue line, dumps it in. Comes all the way around to Alex Lee. Back to McKee. Brought into the Jumbo zone by Allen. Backhand shot by Tkachuk. Cleared by the Jumbos. And the other way comes Sauden. Sauden bringing the puck deep into the Middlebury zone. And the far side left corner, it is Clay Berger cycling the puck. Gets it back to the point to Kirby, who lets a shot go that goes wide. Berger around the net. And it comes over to the left side where Tkachuk brings it up and out. And Tkachuk dumps it into the tough zone. Around the other side, De La Bruyere brings it over the left side, comes in. He's forced outside by Breen. He centers it in front. Saved by Wisco. It's loose. And the Panthers defense able to clear that. Taken back by Tufts. Loose again in front. And LeClaire definitely with a nose for the net. The Panthers fortunate to keep him off there. He had a couple of good opportunities. 7:09 left to play. Second period. 2-2. Middlebury and Tufts from the Malden Valley Forum. Face off to the left. Of goaltender Adam Wisco, Tyler Capello taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Mason Babbage. And the faceoff won by Capello. And the puck sent up quickly to Jocelyn, but the puck comes back to the Jumbos. Schultz right over his own blue line and quick pass out to Babbage. Babbage over the blue line, dumps it in. To LeClaire. Back to Gordon at the right point. The Jumbo is trying to get a good shot here, and it's in the right corner. And Nick Schultz with a shot from his feet that goes into the netting. So we have a face-off here. 6:34 left to play in the second period, 2-2. Middlebury and Tufts. Emac Bentley with a goal this period for Middlebury. Great individual effort. And also for the Jumbos, Macklin Sauden with a goal to tie it. And off the faceoff, which was in the Middlebury zone, we have a penalty, a tripping call. And so the Panthers will be going back on the power play here. So the Panthers getting an opportunity to see if they can regain the lead here. Faceoff comes back into the Tufts University zone. Hayden Smith taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. Won by Powers. Back to Jocelyn along the boards. Jocelyn still with it. And the penalty, Brendan Scarta, 2 minutes for tripping. That penalty coming at 13:29 of the period. All right, off the faceoff, it is won by Middlebury, and it's over to Cole Jocelyn, who gets it to Spencer Cage. Back to Owen Powers. Deflected into the corner by Jocelyn. It is now bouncing around behind Sarlo. And Tufts is able to get that out of the zone. Retrieved by Cage, who quickly has it back up as the Jumbo is trying to change here. Spencer Cage with it at the left point into Shapiro, who is in the low left corner. Shapiro still with it. Back over to Jocelyn with a shot. Saved by Sarlo. Loose in front. Sarlo made a couple of big stops there. Mitch Allen in front trying to bang one home. And a couple of quick passes and a shot by Owen Powers and a nice save by Sarlo. 5:31 left to go, period two. 2-2 Middlebury and Tufts. Middlebury on their third power play of the game. They are 1-for-3 so far. At a short 14-second power play. So let me correct myself. Their fourth power play. They are 1-for-3 so far. Down to 55 seconds left. The faceoff by Capello. One. Taking that against De La Bruyere. The puck now in the lower right corner. It is Emac Bentley with it. Sending it around to Heinrichs. Back to Tkachuk at the point. Back to McKee. Over to Capello. A shot. And that is blocked by De La Bruyere, who is racing in. He's got a breakaway. And he is hooked. And so a great individual effort there by Ross De La Bruyere for the Jumbos, drawing the penalty there. It's going to be a hooking call. Against Jimmy McKee. And that penalty will come at 15:06 of the period. McKee, a minor for hooking. And so after playing 4-on-4 for 22 seconds, the Jumbos will have a power play. So off the faceoff, which is won by Owen Powers, they will get things set up here as they'll be 4-on-4 for another 10 seconds. And Breen coming out from behind his net. And he is content to circle there. And the puck over to Owen Powers. And the Jumbos now with a minute 35 power play. The puck bouncing around in front of the Jumbos bench. Connor can get it. Sends it across. To Brett Dineen. And the Panthers have sent it out. Owen Powers now racing in front of the Middlebury bench. Coming up against Tom Treska. Treska getting a pass quickly over to Jordan Haney. And Treska with it again. He gets it over to Farinacci, who brings it over the line. But he's got to wait for his teammates to get onside as they're offside. The puck now to Haney, who has it and brings it over. Dumps it in. Haney has it in front of the Tufts bench. Back to Treska at the point. Back to Treska again. A shot right through the legs of Berger. Nice screen there by Clay Berger, and the puck is sent out by the Panthers defense. Treska racing back. He's being pressured by Bentley. Boric with the puck for Tufts. Gets it over to De La Bruyere, who sends it in. A shot by Boric. That one is wide. Down to 20 seconds on the penalty. Back to Koger at the right point. De La Bruyere comes in. A shot saved by Wisco. Down to 3:09 left to go in the period. 15 seconds left in the penalty. To Jimmy McKee, a minor for hooking. A penalty coming at 15:06 of the period. I saw her walking down the street. She was so fine. Tyler Capello getting ready to take the face-off for Middlebury against a Labruyere. It is won by Capello and sent up and out by the Panthers. And that should just about do it in terms of this penalty. 4 seconds left. It's back behind Sarlo. And Koger has to bring it up as the Panthers have killed that one off. De Labruyere brings it in and he goes flying, losing an edge. And here comes Cole Jocelyn. He's got a breakaway shot. Saved by Sarlo. It was not a great shot, but he did have a breakaway. Sarlo making a nice stop there. The puck now taken by Koger. And neutralized, sent it in. Where Sonnen sends it in deeper. Picked up by the Panthers' Mitch Allen, and it accidentally goes into the Tufts bench. 2:24 left to play, second period. Middlebury and Tufts tied at 2. An exciting game at the Malden Valley Forum here. 21 shots on goal for Tufts, 11 for the Panthers. But again, the game is tied. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Babbage. This faceoff to the right of Adam Wisco, who's been busy in this game. And Babich wins the faceoff and sends it into the far side left corner in the Panthers' defensive zone. Taken by Middlebury as it comes out near the top and bounces into neutral ice where it's picked up by Mitch Allen and Zach Shapiro. Allen looking to center it to Shapiro. Allen in the far side right corner back to the point to McKee who sends it in deep. It comes around behind Sarlo. Shapiro whacking away from Middlebury. It's still behind the net with Powers coming together with one of the jumbos, and now it squirts out along the left side, taken by Schultz and kept in by Allen. Comes out, Schultz sends it out into neutral ice, taken by McHugh, drives it back in as the Panthers change here down to 1:30 in period two. Schultz bringing it in over the right side, a shot saved by Wisco. A rebound there, and we've got a penalty and a hooking call. And we'll see who this is assessed to. Spencer Cage of the Panthers. And that is going to be a hooking penalty. 18:36. The time of this penalty. So the face-off to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. Bentley taking it against Farinacci. Won by Farinacci, but as it comes along the boards, it is sent up and out by Camille Kachuk.
Spencer Cage, 2 minutes for hooking. Time of the penalty, 18:36 of the second period.
So here come the jumbos bringing it through neutral ice. Boric sending it over to Farinacci. Farinacci has Treska at one point and Haney at the other. Treska has it now. He's switched sides. He's at the left point. Down to 50 seconds left in the period. And a nice job by the Panthers' Connor Breen getting that out. This is the third power play of the period for the Jumbos. And they are 0-3 in this stanza. The puck up and hitting the ceiling. And the faceoff coming to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. It is going to be Brendan Skarda taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. And they are going to call a hand pass against Tuff, so it will come outside. Skarda taking it again against Powers, who does a nice job winning that faceoff. Over to Berger, though, as he comes into the Panther zone. Down to 25 seconds in the period. Berger with it in the left corner. The lower left corner. Or I should say the high side left corner. Berger gets it over to Skarda, who gets a shot that goes wide. Sauden with a shot back to, with a pass over to Koger, who lets one go. And a shot that comes in on Wisco, and Berger whacking away, and one of the Panthers taking exception to that. Down to 3.9 seconds left to go in the period, and the game tied at 2. And we've got a whistle as the officials are sorting some things out here. 40 seconds left in the penalty to Spencer Cage, a hooking penalty, assessed at 18:36 of the period. So this faceoff should come outside of the Middlebury zone, and it does, to the faceoff dot right in front of the Tufts bench. It's going to be Tyler Capello against Ross de la Bruyere. And the faceoff is won by de la Bruyere, but it is along the boards, and that is going to do it. At the end of 40 minutes of play, 2-2, Middlebury and Tufts from the Malden Valley Forum. When we come back, we will recap second period action. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big, bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
And welcome back to the Malden Valley Forum here in Malden, Massachusetts, the home rink of the Tufts University Jumbos, who are knotted at two with the Middlebury College Panthers. Welcome back. Bruce Zeman with you, the voice of the Panthers on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. A very exciting game so far today. It was 1-1 at the end of the first period, and we are tied again at the end of the second period by a score of 2-2. And again, 1-1 at the end of one. And then at 5:12 of the second stanza, the Panthers' Emac Bentley giving Middlebury the lead. Taking this face off against Bentley, won by Bentley. Back to Pastor, who sends a pass up to Bentley, who races in. Right circle, he breaks in on Sarlo, shoots, and he scores! Emac Bentley, using the speed that he has, he goes up high, and the Panthers have taken the lead. Bentley won the faceoff. He sent it back to Pastor, who very alertly saw Bentley breaking through the neutral zone. And Bentley, one of the fastest skaters on the team, just basically outskated the Jumbo's defenseman, went to the right circle and broke in on the goaltender Josh Sarlo and beat him up high to the left side. An even strength going for Bentley, his fourth of the year, giving Middlebury a 2-1 lead. And Emac Bentley becoming a force in the NESCAC using that speed. He's got one of the fastest first few steps out of the zone that I've seen in a long time. And he just basically turned on the jets and beat the Jumbo's defenseman and beat Sarlo as well, giving Middlebury a 2-1 lead. Brett Pastor getting the assist on that goal for Pastor. That is his fourth assist of the year. Point number five, 2-1 Middlebury at 5:12 of the second period. And then less than a minute later, the Jumbos would tie the game at 2. Goal coming at 5:12 of the period. And off the faceoff, it looks like Tufts has tied the game. Right off the faceoff, a shot that eluded Wisco, and the game is tied. Yeah, and again, right off that faceoff, it was Clay Berger winning the faceoff and getting it quickly to Jordan Haney, who sent a pass over to Macklin Sauden, who beat Wisco. A quick shot. It was tic-tac-toe, literally within a second or two. And right off the faceoff, and as quickly as that, the Tufts University Jumbos tying this game at 2 for Sauden, his second of the year, from Jordan Haney and Clay Berger. The goal coming at 6:08 of period 2, and that made it 2-2, which is where we are at the end of two periods of play. Conn College really ramping it up that period. 18 shots on goal for the Jumbos to 5 for Middlebury. So a game total so far for Conn College, 23, and for Middlebury, 11 shots so far in the game. Tufts 0-3 on the power play in that period. Middlebury 0-2, although at the end of the period, of course, the penalty assessed to Spencer Cage for hooking. So as we start the third period, the Jumbos will have a 37-second stretch of time remaining on their power play with which to see if they can get the go-ahead goal. But when we come back, we're going to take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town National Hockey League scoreboard. 2-2, Middlebury and Tufts notched up at the end of 40 minutes of play. You're listening to the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity employer.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, fly, ready, fly, ready. Hut, hut, hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
2-2, Middlebury and Tufts from the Malden Valley Forum here in Malden, Massachusetts. Happy Saturday, Bruce Zeman, the radio voice of the Panthers with you as we bring you hockey in the NESCAC conference from WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. A very exciting game so far. The team's knotted at 2-1-1 after the first period, and then the team's exchanging goals in the second period, and that is where we are after the first 40 minutes of play. Going to take a look right now at the NESCAC scoreboard. A couple of other games going on today. There are four others, and three of them are completed. Final, Wesleyan beating Hamilton by a score of 4-2 in overtime. Trinity and Amherst skating to a 1-1 tie. And Williams all over Conn College, 5-0. And so for the Camels, not a good weekend. Shut out in both games. Of course, Middlebury beating them last night by a score of 2-0. So Conn College outscored 7-0 this weekend. And I would imagine they're probably going to have some interesting practice this week. The other game going on in the NESCAC tonight at 7, Colby and Bowdoin renewing their interstate rivalry. That's going to take place tonight at 7 up in Brunswick, Maine. Going to take a look at the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. And, as I mentioned earlier, there is no regular game scheduled today. But the 2019 NHL All-Star Game taking place tonight at the SAP Center in San Jose. That is out in California. And as has been the past, as has been the case in the last three seasons, the All-Star Game going to be played in a 3-3 tournament format, each of the four divisions having their own team. The Metropolitan and Atlantic divisions playing a 20-minute game first, followed by a 20-minute get-together between the Central and Pacific division. Everything gets going at 8:15. And the winners of those two games will play in a championship game, which is also 20 minutes, with a $1 million cash prize for the winning team. That is not a bad way to spend a Saturday afternoon. But 2-2, Middlebury and Tufts from the Malden Valley Forum after 40 minutes. When we come back, third period action. Again, the score after 2, Middlebury 2 and Tufts 2. You're listening to the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Malden Valley Forum here in Malden, Massachusetts. Hockey afternoon in Middlebury, I guess you could say, on WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Seaman with you from Massachusetts on the road with the team as the Middlebury College Panthers and Tufts University Jumbos knotted at two at the end of two periods of play. Trinity getting on the board first in the first period at 3:38. Tom Treska, his first of the season from Cal LeClaire, and Tyler Scroggins, that goal at 3:38, giving Trinity a 1-0 lead, and then the Panthers tying it up on the power play. Mitch Allen, his third of the year, from Cole Jocelyn and Owen Powers, that at 18:12 of the period, making it 1-1, and in the second period, Middlebury taking a quick 2-1 lead on a goal by Emac Bentley, his fourth of the season from Brett Pastor. That goal at 5:12. And Trinity knotting the game at 6:08 of the period. It was Macklin Sauden, his second of the year, from Jordan Haney and Clay Berger. That knotting the game at 2. We are ready to go. And off the faceoff, it is going to be Emac Bentley taking the faceoff for the Panthers. Against LeClaire, and it is won by LeClaire, and they drive it into the Panther zone off the faceoff. It comes into the near side left corner where Connor Breen tries to send it around. It's now in the far side right corner. It comes up and out as the Panthers have successfully killed off that penalty. So the Jumbos 1-for-6 today on the power play so far. Coming up the other way, it is Mitch Allen racing over the red line, over the blue line. He breaks in on Sarlo. A shot that is saved. It's loose in front, and Sarlo will hold on. 19:05 left to play in the third period. Game is tied at 2. This faceoff coming to the left of goaltender Josh Sarlo. Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury. Against the La Bruyere, it is won by Powers. Gets it back to the point to Alex Lee, who drives it around the boards. And coming into the near side right corner, it is skied and goes off the netting. So we have a whistle. And this faceoff should come down low. This faceoff should come to the left of goaltender Josh Sarlo. Who has stopped 9 of 11 shots that he has faced. The faceoff is won by Danny Tye and sent into neutral ice, driven in by the Jumbos and sent right quickly back out by the Panthers. Along the board, right in front of the Tufts bench, it is Danny Tye who loses the puck to Sauden. Puck squirts out. Taken by McIntyre, who sends it off the boards into neutral ice. Charlie Parsons has it. Sends it in. For the Panthers, it is Parsons, Jocelyn, and Capello with Breen and Dineen at the blue line. Now in the near side right corner. Sent up and out. by the Jumbos. And that is icing, so we have a whistle. 17:49 left to play, third period, 2-2. Middlebury and Tufts, an exciting game. Saturday afternoon hockey action on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman, the radio voice of the Panthers. Glad to be with you today. Great way to spend a Saturday calling hockey. Emac Bentley taking the faceoff against Macklin Sauden. Won by Sauden, but he came right back on his goaltender, Josh Sarlo. So he will have a faceoff, and we'll do it again. 23 shots on goal for the Jumbos, only 12 for Middlebury, but the game is knotted at 2. This time the faceoff is won by Sauden, and it comes around and taken up and out of the zone by Tufts. Here comes LeClaire over the left side, a wrist shot. That one is wide off the boards, back to Treska, a shot that is saved by Wisco. He didn't see that one. The Jumbos doing a nice job putting traffic in front, and the puck bouncing back into the Jumbo zone. Haney back to get it. Skates up the left side. Up to Babbage, over to LeClaire. LeClaire over the blue line, a shot that is deflected into the corner. And taken quickly by Jimmy McKee. McKee over the right side, sends it into the Jumbo zone, and that is icing. 17:04 left to play, third period. Middlebury and Tufts knotted at 2. Here from the Malden Valley Forum in Malden. A big crowd here at the rink, and they have been treated to an exciting game so far. Scroggins taking the faceoff for the Jumbos against Emac Bentley. This to the right of goaltender Adam Wisco, and we have a little delay here as the officials are explaining something to Coach Neil Sinclair. And I'm not really sure what they are explaining to him, but the official motions to get the faceoff going, so here we go. And the faceoff is won by Scroggins. It comes back, a shot saved by Wisco. Farinacci with a shot right off the faceoff. A nice play by him. A nice save by Wisco. So Owen Powers now taking the faceoff against Scroggins. Won by Scroggins again. Over to Smith, a shot. And that is saved by Wisco. So this faceoff again in the same spot. Owen Powers getting ready to take it against Scroggins. And faceoff won by Powers off the boards, though it's lost by Breen. And it comes to the far side right corner, taken by Scroggins again. Brett Pastor with it, and he's able to get it up and out as it squirts out of the zone. Koga racing back, and Sarlo was way out, and he's lucky that he didn't get that taken away from him, because the Panthers, Shapiro, Mitch Allen, and Owen Powers were literally all right on the doorstep. They're a dangerous play to come that far out of the net. 16:15 left to go, third period, 2-2 Middlebury and Tufts. This puck right now in the Jumbo's defensive end in the left side far corner. It comes out to Breen in neutral ice. He sends it over to Jimmy McKee. And Allen dumping it in. And we've got a penalty. A roughing call. I believe this is going to be on Tufts. And Michael Gordon came up high on Mitch Allen, and he'll sit for 2 minutes for that. So this penalty coming at 4:01 of the third period, and a golden opportunity for the Panthers to regain the lead here. The Panthers so far today 1-for-3 on the power play. All right, so this faceoff to the right of Sarlo. The Panthers with the puck behind the net. Allen has it back to Powers. And to Gordon, it was a penalty for roughing. 4-1 of the period.
4-on-1.
The Panthers with the puck in the jumbo zone. A wrist shot by Spencer Cage, sending it down in the lower right corner. It comes around, taken by Powers, back to Cage at the point. A wrist shot. That one goes wide. The Panthers with a nice setup there, and the jumbo is doing a nice job killing this, getting it out, and they will change. 15-17 left to go, third period. 1:15 left to go in the penalty. The Panthers 1-for-3 with the extra man today, trying to get the go-ahead goal here. Brought in by Bentley, and the Panthers not able to hold it in. Camille Tkachuk getting it over to Jimmy McKee, who will send that in. And Peter Hatton sending it around the boards for Tufts. Back behind the net. Emac Bentley with the puck for Middlebury. He's being walled by one of the jumbos. That's Babbage. Doing a nice job wasting some time here. Down to 30 seconds left to go on the man advantage. And the puck is still under him. And finally a whistle. Panthers don't like it, but you got to give Babbage credit there. He took about 12 seconds off the clock. Good penalty kill there by the Jumbos. 14:23 left to go in the third period, 2-2. This face-off to the left of Josh Sarlow. Scroggins taking the face-off against Capello. And one by Scroggins, and here come the Jumbos. Scroggins brings it up. It's into the Middlebury zone. Hayden Smith has it in the far side right corner as we're down to 5 seconds on the penalty and maybe time for one more rush. Here comes Bentley. Bentley's got Heinrichs with him, and Bentley dumps it in as the penalty is over. And Tufts has killed that off. Puck now bouncing around neutral ice, driven in by Scroggins, who is going to get a change here with some of his other teammates. Brought back in by Gordon. Puck now in the neutral zone, taken by LeClaire. Gets it over to Schultz. And Berger sends it around. It's back behind Wisco. Cal LeClaire by himself there for a moment. He's quickly met there by Brett Pastor. And Powers sends a quick pass up to Shapiro. Shapiro's got Allen with him. They're both on the right side. Allen trying to break in, but a nice play by LeClaire to break that up. In the low side right corner in the Jumbo's defensive zone, it's taken quickly by Haney, who sends it up and out to Berger, who breaks in over the right side, and he loses the puck to Alex Heinrichs. Heinrichs behind his netminder, getting things set up here, over to Connor Breen. Breen with a pass that is taken by Boric, who breaks in on the left side. Boric dropping it to Skarda, broken up by the Panthers' defense. Now on the right side, Boric has got it again. Back to Koger at the left point. A shot save, or blocked rather, by Allen. And the puck now in the Jumbo's defensive zone, the lower right corner. It comes around behind the net. Back to the left point. Over to McKee, a wrist shot. That hit something. Hit a player up high and into the netting. 12:06 left to go, third period. Middlebury and Tufts tied at 2. 26 shots on goal for the Jumbos to only 13 for the Panthers. But the only numbers that matter are the two big red ones at the far end of the rink that says it's tied at 2. The face-off to the left of Sarlow. It is Emac Bentley against Scroggins. Won by Scroggins, and it comes up and out. Driven back in by the Panthers. Regained by Farinacci right in front of the Tufts bench. Taken by Danner. And sent back into the Tufts zone. It comes out again quickly. Jimmy McKee gets it. Cannot get it out. Scroggins brings it in. Bouncing in front. It's loose. A nice play by the Panthers' Emac Bentley to get that out into the neutral zone where the Panthers can regroup. Jimmy McKee, a long pass over to Alex Lee. Lee skating behind Wisco, getting things set up here as we're down to 11:25 to go in the third period. McKee with a long pass over to Tkachuk. Tkachuk in the lower right side in the right corner now, sending it around to Allen. Back to the point where Pastor with a drive. That one's blocked. Puck now again in the lower right corner. Back to Pastor at the point of wrist shot. That one is wide. Taken by Haney, who gets it up quickly to De La Bruyere, who races in on the left side. He's looking to center it, but no one there. It's loose in front. Saved by Wisco. Nice job by the Jumbos getting that on net. Equally nice job by the Panthers of keeping that out of harm's way as we're down at 10:35. Left to go in a tied third period. Zach Shapiro with it, bringing it into the neutral zone, dumping it in. And they're going to say that that was icing. 10:28 left to go. Third period. Middlebury and Tufts tied here at the Malden Valley Forum. An exciting game on WBTK. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Bruce Damon, the radio voice of the Panthers. Happy to be spending a Saturday afternoon with you as we have a break here. I think we're going to have a timeout. I believe it's a timeout, although the officials are and it is a timeout taken by the Middlebury College Panthers. So we'll kind of recap everything for you here. The Panthers and Jumbos in a tight game here. It's tied at 2. Trinity getting on the board first. 3:38 of the period. Tom Treska, his first of the season from Cal LeClaire. And Tyler Scroggins at 3:38 of period one. And then at the end of the period at 18:12, the Panthers' Mitch Allen tying the game at 1. Mitch Allen, his third of the season from Cole Jocelyn and Owen Powers, knotting the game at 1. That's where it stood at the end of the first period. And in that period, 6 shots on goal for Middlebury, 15 for the Jumbos. And then in the second period, Middlebury quickly gaining a 2-1 lead. Emac Bentley getting his fourth goal of the season from Brett Pastor. That goal coming at 5:12. It was an even strength goal that made it 2-1. But less than a minute later, the Jumbos tied the game on a goal by Macklin Sauden, his second of the year. The assistant Jordan Haney and Clay Berger at 6:08. That tied it at 2, and that is where we stand right now. In that second period, by the way, 18 shots for the Jumbos, 5 for Middlebury. This face-off to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. And it is Tyler Capello taking the face-off and winning it. He gets it up quickly to Alex Heinrichs, who brings it into the Jumbo zone, dumps it in deep. It comes all the way around. And finally, the Jumbo is able to get it out. Puck now in the Middlebury zone in the area behind netminder Adam Wisco, who's been busy today. He stopped 25 of 27 shots so far. Down to 9:40 left to go in the third period. End-to-end fire wagon hockey here from the Malden Valley Forum. A pretty good crowd here today, getting to enjoy an exciting game. Connor Breen behind his netminder, waiting for things to be set up to his satisfaction. He gets it over to McKee with a long pass to Tkachuk. He sends it in deep in the lower right corner. It now comes around to the far side left corner. And Middlebury still with the puck. Tkachuk has it behind Sarlo. It comes around again to the far side right corner and up and out. Alex Lee racing back. He's pressured by Borick. And Lee blows a wheel. Borick has it, centered it in front. That one did not miss by much. Borick with a nice job getting that over to Skarda, who let a shot go that was just wide. Puck comes around into the far side right corner in the Panthers' defensive zone. Back to Borick. Borick has it, a shot that is deflected off of a stick into the netting. 8:41 left to play in regulation. Middlebury, Tufts, tied at 2. Exciting NESCAC men's hockey action here on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. This faceoff coming to the left of goaltender Adam Wisko, who's played well. Powers taking it against Scroggins. One by Powers up to Shapiro, who races in. Shapiro's got Allen with him. A shot on goal, and that is saved by Sarlo, and we will have a whistle. So this faceoff should come to Sarlo's right. So we're waiting for the faceoff here. And the Panthers at home next weekend. More NESCAC action against Wesleyan Trinity. The game on Friday night at 7 o'clock against Wesleyan, and then on Saturday at 4 o'clock against Trinity. All the action here on WVTK. And off the faceoff, it is Owen Powers winning that and getting a quick shot off that Sarlo holds on to. And we'll do it again. 8:28 left to play third period. Middlebury and Tufts tied at 2. Powers taking this against Berger this time. To the right of Sarlo, won by Powers. He comes back, and De La Bruyere racing over the left side, over the blue line. He sent near the wall by Pastor. And the puck taken by Mitch Allen, who gets it up quickly to Powers. A shot saved by Sarlo. Clay Berger taking it and coming back the other way. Berger lumbering over the blue line. He centers it. It's over to Sauden. It's loose in front. Berger with it in the far side right corner. Panthers defensive zone. De La Bruyere gets it back to the point. A wrist shot off the post. A great wrist shot by Blake McIntyre. Hit the top of the post. Goaltender's best friend. Middlebury getting a break there. The puck now in the far side right corner. The Jumbos with some significant pressure there. But the Panthers holding firm. And the puck now coming into the Jumbo zone, into the far side left corner. Scroggins coming together with Danny Tai. Battling for the puck as it squirts out to Treska. Treska sends it around the other way to Brendan Ryan. Ryan dumps it in as we come up on 7 minutes remaining in regulation. Taken by Heinrichs. Heinrichs sends it up to Ty. Ty's got Jocelyn and Capello with him centered. And a save by Josh Sarlo. 6:50 left to go. Third period, 2-2, Middlebury and Tufts here on WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. NESCAC hockey action, an exciting action at that. Scarlo ready for this face-off. It is going to be Emac Bentley against Nick Schultz. And it is won by Schultz and sent over to Treska, who brings it in, but it is broken up by the Panthers. And now the puck bouncing around in the neutral zone. Bentley sends it back to Alex Lee, over to McKee. Pass over to Kamil Tkachuk. Schultz gets it back to Haney, who sends it into the Middlebury zone, where it is quickly taken by Lee, who loses it to Babbage. Babbage brings it in, broken up by the Panthers' defense. Sends it into the neutral zone, where it is taken by Gordon. Gordon being harassed by Danner. And here come the Jumbos. Babbage sends it in. Comes all the way around to the lower left corner in the Panthers' defensive zone. Borick has it. Gets it back to Schultz. Schultz trying to get it to the point, but Panthers not allowing that. And off the board, Alex Lee does a nice job getting that out. And Owen Powers has it, and he, as you probably heard, collided with Borick right in front of me here. And last certainly moved a couple of big players coming together there. Down to 5:20 left to go in the third period. In the lower right-hand corner now, in the Jumbo's defensive zone. The Panthers, Owen Power, is coming together with Haney, and it's brought out by the Jumbos into the Middlebury zone quickly. A shot save by Wisco. He got part of that, and it went wide. Mitch Allen racing up with Shapiro and Powers. Shapiro breaking in the lower right corner. He's looking to center. It comes in front, and it is a nice play by Charlie Borick, breaking that up as he dumps it in, as the Jumbos will change here as we're inching up on 4:40 left to go in an exciting third period. In this game, 27 shots for the Jumbos, 20 for Middlebury. And a long pass up from Brett Pastor. He was looking for Charlie Parsons, and he managed to tip it in. And it is in the lower right corner in the Jumbos defensive zone. It's brought out and around by Capello, who's sent to the ice by Haney. He brings it up, and he's got a pass over to Berger, who breaks in on the right side. He's met up by Breen. Haney down there now, too, as well as Alex Heinrichs for the Panthers. Off the boards, it's taken by Berger. Berger's got no one to help him there. He's in the far side right corner. The puck over to Scroggins. It's loose in front. And Wisco has seen enough of that. He will hold on and get a whistle. 3:52 remaining in the third period. It is tied. Here from the Malden Valley Forum in Malden, Massachusetts. And just in case you didn't think there was enough drama, we've got Rocky music playing, which is fantastic. Tyler Scroggins taking the face-off against Emac Bentley, and we've got a whistle. This face-off to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco, who has stopped 26 of 28 shots for the Panthers today. He's played well. Farinacci taking it against Bentley now. Bentley wins that faceoff clean. And right off the faceoff, the puck into the right far side corner and sent up and out by Jimmy McKee. It's kept in by the, or we thought it was kept in by the Panthers. Apparently the officials see otherwise, or say otherwise. So we will get a face-off. 3:35 left to go, third period. Owen Powers taking the face-off against Tyler Scroggins. Won by Powers cleanly. Back to Pastor, who sends a shot in that is blocked by Kirby. Kirby getting a quick pass up to Brendan Ryan, who comes in on the Panthers goaltender, who is dislodged along with the net. So the officials will do some housekeeping here and put things back together. 3:25 left to go, third period. Middlebury and Tufts tied at 2. 28 shots on goal for the Jumbos, 20 for Middlebury. Both goaltenders have played really well today. It's been an exciting game to watch. Babich taking the faceoff for the Jumbos against Owen Powers. This face-off to the right of Adam Wisco, and one of the Panthers' captains, Camille Tkachuk, having an animated conversation with one of the officials. And nothing comes of that. The face-off won by Babich. A quick shot that comes to the center of the ice, broken up by the Panthers, but here they come the other way. Spencer Cage with a shot that is saved by Sarlo. On that play there, the Panthers up the ice quickly, and a quick shot off by Spencer Cage. This face-off to the right of goaltender Josh Sarlo. Owen Powers lining up against De La Bruyere. Face-off won by De La Bruyere and taken back behind Sarlo. Puck back now on the far side left corner. Comes all the way around. Haney brings it up and out, doing a nice job protecting the puck, and they were way off sides. And puck coming the other way. Here comes Shapiro. Shapiro breaking in with Powers. And the Jumbos lucky they didn't get a penalty there. They were tying up Owen Powers pretty good. The puck comes into the Panthers zone, and De La Bruyere with a shot that goes wide. Owen Powers setting up shop here. He gets the puck back to Heinrichs behind Wisco, who will set up shop over to Connor Breen, who brings it over the red line. Now over the blue line, a shot that is saved by Sarlo. As we're down to 2:17, and after some fire wagon hockey for a good part of this game, it seems that the teams have settled down, and you kind of get the sense that it is going to be a mistake by one team or the other that may decide this, whether it's in this period or overtime if we get that far. It is Tyler Capello taking the faceoff against Scroggins, and it is won by Scroggins, sent all the way around. Here comes Ryan, but that is broken up by the Panthers' Charlie Parsons. Parsons doing a nice job of not letting them get in the zone. Back to Jimmy McKee, who was looking to get it to Parsons. He gets it over to Scroggins, brought in by Farinacci. It's loose in front, and it scoots all the way to the right corner, and finally cleared out by the Panthers' defense. Down to 1:35 left to go in the period. Borick with the puck now for the Jumbos in his zone. He sends it up and out into the near side left corner in the Panthers' defensive zone. Taken by Borick. Borick going towards the net. That one is wide. And Brendan Skarda has it. It's loose in front. A shot. And it is saved by Wisco. Some exciting action. The Jumbos bringing the pressure here late in the period. Adam Wisco up to the task. Shot number 30 for the Jumbos, and Wisco has gotten 28 of them. This faceoff to the left of Wisco. It is going to be Hayden Smith to face off against Bentley, and it's won by Smith, and it is now in the left corner. Although taken quickly by the Panthers' defense, here comes Danny Tighe racing along the left side. Shot backhand. That is wide. Into the near side, lower right corner in the Jumbo's defensive zone. It is brought up and out. A pass by Skarda over to Borick. And Hayden Smith was about three strides offsides. And so we have a whistle, and we will do it again. Faceoff, that is. This faceoff directly in front of yours truly. The red dot right outside the Panthers' defensive zone. Owen Powers taking this against Scroggins. Won by Scroggins cleanly. He will try to bring that in. And broken up by Owen Powers and sent it to the neutral zone. Scroggins bringing it in on the left side. He's got Farinacci breaking towards the net, but driven into the corner by Breen. Panthers keeping them away from Wisco, and it comes back into neutral ice. Koger has it over the red line, dumps it in as we're down to 15 seconds in regulation. And Powers circling behind his netminder as we're down to 4 seconds remaining. And that'll do it in terms of regulation. At the end of regulation, it is 2-2, Middlebury and Tufts. And at the end of that play there, one of the Panthers hit pretty hard. And Coach Neil Sinclair not too happy about that, and I don't blame him. But we will have an overtime period here. We're going to keep it here just to recap this afternoon's game so far. Trinity getting on the board first, 3:38 of the period. Tom Treska, his first of the year, from Cal LeClaire and Tyler Scroggins, making it 1-0 Trinity. The Panthers tying the game at 18-12 of the period. Mitch Allen, his third of the season, from Cole Jocelyn, and Owen Powers nodding it at the end of one. It was 1-1. Six shots on goal in the period for Middlebury, five for Conn College. And then in the second period, the Panthers' Emack Bentley getting his fourth of the year from Brett Pastor. That goal at 5:12 of the period, making it 2-1. But less than a minute later, the Jumbos evening the game at 2. It was Macklin Sauden, his second of the year, from Jordan Haney and Clay Berger. That goal at 6:08 of the period, making it 2-2 at the end of the second period. And Conn College really ramping it up in that period. 18 shots on goal to 5 for the Panthers. And then no scoring in the third period in the terms of shots. There were 7 for Tufts and 11 for the Panthers. So we are into the overtime period. 5 minutes sudden death. And we'll see which team is able to, if either team is able to come away with this extra point. All right, the face-off. Berger taking it against Powers. And it is won by Berger, driven into the Middlebury zone. And in the lower right corner, we have a whistle and a face-off. 4:45 remaining in the overtime period. Middlebury and Tufts tied at 2. Tufts on the season, 2-4-0 at home. Well, for the Panthers, they are 4-4 on the road. Not that that plays it really into anything, but some indication of how they play at certain venues. All right, the face-off. It is going to be Tyler Capello against Farinacci. Won by Farinacci, who drives it into the Panthers' zone. Farinacci with it in the far side left corner. Taken by the Panthers, and here they come. It's Jocelyn. He has got Parsons with him, and they will change. So for Middlebury, it is Matt Danner, Emack Bentley, and Camille Kachuk with Connor Breen and Alex Heinrichs on defense. 3:55 left to go in the period, and here come the Panthers. Connor Breen bringing it up and sending it in. It's a dump and chase. Sarlo coming around to play the puck. He leaves it for Schultz. It's bouncing around in neutral ice. Danner brings it in on the right side for the Panthers. Drops it back to Kachuk, gets it back to the point. Over to McKee with a drive! And a big save there by Sarlo. I tell you, Jimmy McKee got a nice shot off there. A tic-tac-toe play with Spencer Cage. McKee getting a good portion of that puck. A nice shot, but a nice save by Sarlo. And we have a whistle. 3:34 left to go in the game. In the overtime period. Owen Powers taking the face-off against De La Bruyere, and it is won by De La Bruyere. Sends it around the boards, but Mitch Allen is there first. The Panthers with some pressure here. Zach Shapiro in the near side left corner is being held along the boards by Kirby. Taken by Sauden for the Jumbo, stolen by Shapiro. Panthers with some real pressure. Owen Powers with the puck behind the net, centering it in front. It is bouncing around. It is loose. Into the near side left corner. A wrist shot from Cage at the right point. It is in the far side right corner. Middlebury keeping it in there. Off the post! A wrist shot there by Cage that I think surprised Sarlo. It was off the post, and they were very lucky that the game didn't end right there. The Jumbo's changing here. Tyler Capello with a long pass to Cole Jocelyn. And the Panthers bringing some significant pressure here. Haney with it in the Jumbo's defensive zone. And Haney brings it up over to Skarda. Skarda on the right side brings it in. A shot that goes into the netting. And we'll get a whistle. 2:16 left to go in the overtime period. Middlebury and Tufts tied at 2. An exciting overtime period. Middlebury bringing some significant pressure there, but the Jumbo's up to it. As goaltender Josh Sarlo has also played well tonight, making a whole bunch of saves on the Panthers. 23 shot off the faceoff. And Adam Wisco making the save there. It was Emac Bentley off the faceoff, and the Jumbo was able to get a quick shot off. It was Jared Koger getting a shot off that Wisco saved. The puck now into the neutral ice area. Connor Breen settling things down here and getting things set up. Oh, my goodness. Connor Breen trying to make a pass. His stick shattered as he went to make the pass. It just cracked right in half. He wisely dropped his stick, and fortunately his teammates came back quickly. Nothing you can do about that. And the puck now behind Wisco. Back to Kirby at the left point. A wrist shot blocked by the Panthers' defense. And as it deflects off Danner into the ceiling, Connor Breen went to send a pass out to clear the zone, and his stick just shattered. Shattered right in half. There's no worse feeling in hockey than a play like that. And fortunately, one of the forwards gave Breen his stick, and we got a whistle, and no harm, no foul. This faceoff to the right of goaltender Adam Wisco, and a timeout here by the Tufts University Jumbos. 1:14 left to go in the overtime period. A game that was 1-1 after the first period, 2-2 after the second. No scoring in the third period, and here we are in overtime, as both teams trying to get the extra point. Of course, Middlebury winning yesterday, beating Conn College by a score of 2-0. And as for the Jumbos, they lost yesterday, lost to Williams 3-1. And so those points that you give away come back to hurt you come playoff time. Middlebury again coming into this game in sixth place, right in the middle of the playoff picture. Top eight teams in the NESCAC make the playoffs. And right now for the Jumbos, they are on the outside looking in ninth place. And so certainly a game they would like to win. Both teams would like to win. And back in the day, I think the prevailing line of thought was that you had to be ranked very high to do well in the NESCAC playoffs. But as we saw last year, the sixth seed, Colby College, winning the NESCAC from that position. So anything is possible once you get to the dance, but you got to get there. Both of these teams trying to do that. 1:14 left to go in the overtime period. It is Tyler Capello taking the faceoff against Tyler Scroggins. Won by Scroggins, and it comes up and out. I think the Jumbos thought they might have been able to hold it in, but the referees see it otherwise. So the faceoff just outside, Scroggins taking it again against Capello. Won by Capello. Off the boards. Treska drives it back in, the puck bouncing around. Spencer Cage racing around Witzko. A long pass gets it to Tkachuk. Tkachuk with a shot that Charlo makes a good toe save off of, as we're down to 52.6 seconds left to go in overtime. Middlebury and Tufts tied at 2. I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon. Exciting NESCAC hockey action on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Panthers winning yesterday. They would love to have a four-point weekend if they could make that happen. This faceoff to the right of goaltender Josh Sarlo. It is Cole Jocelyn taking the faceoff and winning it. Comes back, and Camille Tkachuk sending it in deeper. De La Barrere sending it around. It's bouncing around in the far side right corner in the Jumbo's defensive zone. Tkachuk getting it to Jocelyn. And De La Barrere racing through neutral ice. He has to wait for his teammates to get offsides, or onsides rather, sent in. And the Jumbos are really offsides. They're finally back on sides, and here come the Panthers. Spencer Cage sending it in. That one is blocked into the near side left corner. Bunch of players coming together, taken by Shapiro, who centers it in front. Sent back into the corner by the Jumbos defense. And off the boards, Tyler Scroggins sends it off the boards. And that is it. This one ends in a 2-2 tie. The final score, the Middlebury College Panthers 2 and the Tufts University Jumbos 2. When we come back, we will recap the game. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A. Johnson, they sell just wood. No fluff, no frills, just factory direct lumber. And they mill the wood right there too. Right now, stop in and ask about shiplap siding, V-joint paneling, or match pine for flooring. A. Johnson also offers a 10% discount on cash purchases, plus no minimum order. Need just one board or 10 truckloads? No problem. It's A. Johnson. That's all they do. Sell lumber. A. Johnson on Route 116 South in Bristol, online at vermontlumber.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
2-2, the final score from the Malden Valley Forum here in Malden, Massachusetts. The Panthers and Tufts University Jumbos playing an exciting game this afternoon, and the game wound up in a 2-2 tie again. No scoring in the third period, but Middlebury and Tufts ending the first period at one apiece. The Jumbos getting on the board first. Tom Treska, his first of the year from Cal LeClaire, and Tyler Scroggins at 3:18 of the first period. That was a power play goal. Middlebury answering near the end of the period with a power play goal of their own. Mitch Allen, his third of the year, from Cole Jocelyn and Owen Powers. Again, 1-1 at the end of the first period. Six shots on goal for Middlebury and five for the Jumbos in that period. At the end of the in the second period, rather, Middlebury jumping up to a quick 2-1 lead. Emac Bentley is fourth of the year from Brett Pastor. That goal at 5:12 of the period. And then less than a minute later, the Jumbos tying the game. It was Macklin Sauden, his second of the year, from Jordan Haney and Clay Berger. That goal coming at 6:08 of period number two. And that is where the period ended, 2-2. In that period, Conn College really ramping up their attack. 18 shots on goal for the Jumbos and only five for the Panthers. And then in the third period, as mentioned, no scoring. 11 shots on goal in the period for Middlebury, 7 for Tufts. And then at the end of regulation, it was 30 shots for the Jumbos to 20 for the Panthers. And in the overtime period, no scoring. 2 shots on goal for the Panthers. And that is where we ended. A game total of 30 shots on goal for the Tufts University Jumbos and 22 for the Middlebury College Panthers. A power play in this game. Both teams had a power play goal. Middlebury 1-for-4 in the power play, and Tufts 1-for-6. But the final score, 2-2. Middlebury and Tufts winding up in a stalemate here at the Malden Valley Forum. When we come back, we will take a look at the three stars of today's game. The final score from the Malden Valley Forum, 2-2. Middlebury and Tufts winding up in a draw. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Mark Patrick Hypnosis is coming to Plattsburgh on February 10th for one day only. Lose weight or stop smoking now through hypnosis. Join over 500,000 people who've stopped smoking and lost weight the Mark Patrick way. That's right. Join America's best known hypnotist, Mark Patrick. Weight loss hypnosis seminar is Sunday, February 10th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stop Smoking Hypnosis Seminar is from 2 to 4 p.m., both at the Holiday Inn Hotel, 406 Route 3. Registration starts 30 minutes prior to sessions. Seating is limited, so get there early to reserve your spot. For only $49.99, attend these life-changing programs and learn how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your goal to lose weight or stop smoking without any willpower. 100% guaranteed. So whether you need to lose weight or want to stop smoking, join Mark Patrick Hypnosis Sunday, February 10th at the Holiday Inn Hotel, 406 Route 3. Doors open 30 minutes prior to seminars. Go to markpatrickseminars.com.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Malden Valley Forum here in Malden, Massachusetts, the home of the Tufts University Jumbos, who have tied Middlebury this afternoon. Final score in today's game, 2-2, an exciting game. NESCAC Conference hockey action. The two teams tied 1-1 after the first period, 2-2 after the second period, and that is where we wound up. Middlebury and Tufts ending this game in a 2-2 stalemate. Time right now to take a look at the three stars of the game as chosen by the attending media, which would be me. The third star from the Panthers, number 23, Emac Bentley. He scored a big goal in the second period to put the Middlebury Panthers briefly up by a 2-1 score. And again, Brett Pastor getting the assist on that goal. So Emac with an important goal today and picking up a point. He is our third star. The second star of the game from the Tufts University Jumbos, number 28, Macklin Sauden, the junior from Old Lynn, Connecticut, picking up the game-tying goal. It was his second of the year from Jordan Haney and Clay Berger. That came at 6:08 of the second period. So Macklin, our second star of the game. And the number one star of the game from the Panthers with 28 stops on 30 shots, Adam Wisco. The Panthers goaltending again good today. And again, Adam Wisco making 28 stops in the effort today. He played well and keeping the Panthers in the game. So Adam Wisko, our number one star tonight on Middlebury College Panther Hockey. When we come back, we will take a final look at the NESCAC scoreboard, the Fire and Ice Restaurant NHL out-of-town scoreboard. We'll look at the Panthers game next week and some final thoughts. You're listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
2-2, the final score from the Malden Valley Forum here in Malden, Massachusetts. The Panthers and Tufts University Jumbos skating to a 2-2 tie this afternoon in exciting men's NESCAC hockey action on WVTK. Taking a look at the NESCAC scoreboard from this afternoon, there are three other games that are finals, one later tonight. In Clinton, New York, the home of the Hamilton College Continentals, Wesleyan beating Hamilton by a score of 4-2. Down in Amherst, or up in Amherst, I should say, Trinity and Amherst skating to a 1-1 overtime tie. Williams all over Conn College at Conn College, 5-0. And again, the other game that is going to go on at 7 o'clock tonight, Colby and Bowdoin renewing their in-state rivalry, that game up in Brunswick at 7 o'clock. But again, the final score from the Malden Valley Forum, Middlebury 2 and Tufts 2. There is no NHL scoreboard, no Fire and Ice out-of-town NHL scoreboard today because the NHL with the All-Star game going on tonight. Kind of an exciting format this year as each of the divisions getting to play a 3-on-3 format. The two teams will play for the championship. The Metropolitan and Atlantic Division will play a 20-minute game, followed by a 20-minute game between the Central and Pacific Divisions, and that going on at 8:15 tonight. And whoever wins each of those games, they play in a 20-minute championship game with the winning team splitting a $1 million cash prize, which is not a bad take for one afternoon of work. But again, that is going to do it for us here at the Malden Valley Forum, Middlebury and Tufts skating to a 2-2 tie. We'll join you again next week as the Panthers are back in action, picking up right where they left off back in NESCAC conference play, taking on Wesleyan on Friday night at 7 o'clock, the pregame show at 6:30, and then Trinity at Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock with the pregame show at 3:30. But not a bad weekend for the Panthers. They won last night, beating Conn College 2-0. They tied Tufts today by a score of 2-2, so picking up three out of a possible 4 points on the weekend, that is not really bad when it comes to a road trip in college hockey. But that is going to do it for us. Again, the final score, Middlebury and Tufts tied at 2. That's the way everything ends. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast on behalf of our engineer, Jimmy Tai, who did his usual awesome job. My name is Bruce Zeman. I want to thank you for listening. We'll join you again next Friday night at 6:30 from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena as the Panthers are back in action, NESCAC hockey action, taking on the Wesleyan University Cardinals. You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Moneyman Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Shear Chevrolet, Three Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.